This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Ukraine's getting ready for the battle for Donbass, says Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba.
We are preparing to it, working with our partners to get all necessary weapons and basically everything that one needs to win a battle.
He was on NBC's Meet the Press. Russian forces in Ukraine are now shifting their focus to the area where Donbass is, the east and the south. The AP's Charles de Ledesma says European Union foreign ministers are meeting about the war.
The ministers will hold talks with the International Criminal Court's prosecutor, General Karim Khan, as Western pressure mounts to hold to account those responsible for war crimes in Ukraine. EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell, who is chairing the meeting, has deplored what he calls the brutal aggression of Russian troops. Borrell, who was in Ukraine over the weekend, says further EU sanctions against Russia are always on the table. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A massive weekend fire has gutted a Home Depot store in the San Francisco Bay Area. No injuries reported. This was in South San Jose, the cause under investigation. Those high gas prices are still dropping. Gas is $4.11 a gallon as you start your work week. That's down 7 cents in a week, down 22 cents in a month. Industry analyst Trilby Lumberg says there's a difference of more than a dollar a gallon between the cities with the highest and lowest prices.
In this sample on April 8th, Tulsa had the low average at $3.52, and Los Angeles had the high at $5.85.
The manufacturing city of Guangzhou, China, has closed itself to most arrivals as China battles a COVID outbreak. Scottie Scheffler won the Masters by 3 strokes, his first major championship. This is AP News. Now to a new medical test.
There's a new type of blood test that can screen for signs of cancer, but the government will be researching that type of product to see if it lives up to its claims. These blood tests, called liquid biopsies, are already being used in cancer patients to help pinpoint specific treatments. Now one company, California-based Grail, says for just under $1,000, it will test healthy people's blood to look for tumors in the pancreas, ovaries, and other areas that don't have routine screening methods. It looks for cancer by checking for DNA fragments that would be shed by tumor cells. U.S. government researchers are planning a large experiment, perhaps 200,000 people over 7 years, to see if these DNA-based blood tests can catch cancer early. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.